We're on the Mem Vav Amud Beis. No, just Mem Vav. We don't have Amud Beis yet. We're on Mem Hay Amud Beis, which was Mem Vav. We're in the chapter dealing with, I'll just give my bearings, me and he. Oh, we're just trying to discover who we are. And we've said that we're going to go into the sugya very deep. Very important to know who we are so that we can start getting a bit of a feel and start appreciating ourselves so that we can start getting a bit of simcha in our lives. And we're up to the sugya of Ein Doichi Nefesh Miknei Nefesh. If you don't want to learn to appreciate yourself, then leave now, because it's hard to walk away from this, not a little bit disturbed about how choshev you are. If you don't want to feel choshev, leave. You want to carry on just potting yourself from taking responsibility for your life, because you just then go now, because you can't walk away from yourself after this. Halacha psuka hi b'Rambam u'b'Shulchan Aruch. I'm doing a bit of halacha. Ein doichi nefesh mipnei nefesh. We don't push off a laugh for a laugh. V'vadalate es utzmosa shel halacha zu b'oifen maisi. In order to clarify this, the depth of this halacha, l'maisa, yetzdeh mikra ilu litzachesh chas v'chalila. Let's come up with the following scenario, chas v'chalila. Nanech shegon lador, shehu gam atzadik, hapoisit v'manig ador, cholam. The gon lador, the tzadik ador, the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation, is sick. Chai b'sakon, his life's in danger. Everyone's dumbing him to heal him and all the yeshivas and everyone's praying for him, right? Hayudit hacharedit bo'ilam kunu shofeches is liba b'tfilosiv lishloimoy. The whole Torah world, all over the world, is pouring out tears, buckets of tears. Nadiva amim, Moizilim Hoin Rav Makisam Vatalam Tsilo is Toiva Rafoim Ulayesh Tikva. The Asconin are paying the best doctors and flying in, and you can imagine what's going on here, yeah? Pumping all the money, trying to what save, maybe there's some hope. Rina, Mofia Raifa Mumcha Baal Shem Olami, famous room expert doctor in this area, Hatoim Kibira Latsil Schaev Aliday Bitsur Hishtala Shel Echad Mevorov. He says, I'll save his life. I just need a transplant. We need a transplant. The Ikvas Dvarav, call us Konim, and they're Tomim Bemeret, the Siul and Mushush Matarazu. So they're all, now everyone's out there looking for an organ. Hey, mit Kashim, the call Rachvei Tedo, the Mavarim, Haicha Nitin Lasik, it's Aiva and it's Sarach Lishtola. They're trying to find this organ that they need for the transplant to save the God Lado. Lachipusim, Uma Matsim Adirim, after enormous ishtadlis, migala ki ishnu adam zaken, asher lefi kol hamamatzim, im yukochu mene sa'eva nitztarech, nikin yela'atzi leschai harav. They find an old Jew, yeah, and they work out that if they can get from him this organ, they can save the God Lador v'tzadik Ador. Mevad oi sa'adam ein kol mekoacha lehasoga sa'eva. He's the only place. You can't get this product anywhere else. We can make up stories, you can do what you want with it, right? Ah, but maybe, no, you can't. Now story that you can't get this anywhere else. You get it from him, you save his life. You don't. No one is Adam ain't come a call acher la soga saiva. Adam a zoken who kva oi bebotu. Sinili sheiche vebeit cholin v'eni yodei ma'ume me'anasis vivoi. This person that you want to get the organ from is already Alzheimer's and senile and over the top and doesn't know who he is or where he is, and he's sitting there like a vegetable in the hospital. He's not learning Torah. He's not keeping any mitzvahs. He just parks there the whole day. He's also draining the resources of his family because they've got to keep this guy in the hospital all day at home, and it's costing them a fortune. I'm not a sort. Can you take from him the limb? Hachuva pshuta mod. Im nitl memene sa'eva v'kaim sofek shenakta es chayev. If you'll take away the eva and it'll cause, it's not going to kill him directly, but it'll cause his life to be shortened. Osa pidin terasa kadosh nitl memene sa'eva. You can't take it, ul hatzel es golado. You can't take his eva and save the golado. That's called a ritzicha, basically. Al kach nema ein doichin nefesh men nefesh. You can't push off one life in order to save another life, even though what looks to us to be, this is a not life, and this is the life of Kol Klal Yisrael. Then you have that Moshe Rabbeinu, and yeah, you're talking about a vegetable. Rachman Litzlan. אפילו ברכה אחד. גם אם אדם יגרם לכך שלא יסגור לדו ימוס בחולף, כיצד ניתן להבין, אולי לא זו. הקניין הסתיים בסלוחם. זה לא מכיר סנס. So this guy died a week earlier than he was going to. What's the big ma'abaya for? Qualitatively, can you understand? You're going to lose the Gola Dor, you're going to lose dozens of years of Torah and Talmidim and the Haroah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And yes, the vegetable will die, but earlier. I'm saying the Havim. You understand this? Tell you another one which I heard. Not yet, but I heard another one. Imagine the, somebody holds a gun against the Chofetz Chaim's head and says, please kill that Jew, or we're going to kill you. Who's that Jew? It's a 14-year-old, whatever, guy who's kind of chetzid and off the derech and whatever, and he's a heroin addict, and he's whatever, he's not exactly, etc. Right? So Allah, the Chofetz Chaim takes the bullet. Why? Because, what does the Gemara say? Why do we say, Endoichi Nefesh Mugnei Nefesh? What's the Allah? The Gemara can't find a source. Gemara can't find a source for this anyway. Then she comes up with a svara. Who says your blood's redder than his? Who says your life's more choshev than his? What do you mean? The Chofetz Chaim's life and this kid's life? What do you mean whose life's more choshev? Torah says, we don't know. You don't know whose life's more choshev. Apply that to yourself. If it's Chofetz Chaim and you, who says your life's less valuable than the Chofetz Chaim's life? I told you to leave.
The other way,
because
it is.
The Torah! It's at least as valuable as the Chofetz Chaim. It's at least as valuable as the Chofetz Chaim. Because you can't kill me for the Chofetz Chaim. If there was a Haramin and then it wasn't, then I thought you could kill me for the Chofetz Chaim. The Torah is going to call the Chofetz Chaim to die and I carry on living? It must be that we have some kind of, at least, it's what to talk about. The real big fish answer there. Okay. Mina Royli his boy done, but nice is there. Yudi ben Mayashana, she claw of a bottle in oil, the ain law of Umalich Yod, who tsemach lelo akara. You've got a guy who's over 100 years old, completely over bottle. He's a vegetable, no recognition. He's in a coma. Mechuba lamachshirim, the matzav ze etzalumas oilam, how you mamisim oisoil, the Mrs. Chesed. They do a mercy killing, right? You heard of euthanasia? According to our holy Torah, which is the revelation of the Rotzon of Hashem, somebody who shortens that person's life by 1 minute, he's a Rotzeich, you're a murderer. He's somebody who destroyed a whole world. He caused the loss of a life of a Ben Yisrael. Rachman Litzlan. Somebody who keeps this guy alive. And he's doing l'chayet nechshat kilo kaim olem olem. Somebody goes there and keeps him alive and pays for the doctors to keep the machine connected, etc. Keeps him alive another minute. He's makayim olem olem. V'yos mikach, im kedai lichyos tzemach zeh yitzalchu kol Yisrael l'chal Shabbos. What happens if the only way you can keep this guy alive is for every Jew from Avraham Avinu until Mashiach to machal every Shabbos that ever was and ever will be to keep this guy alive for 1 more minute? It's mefush halacha. It says Baruch Hu she kulam yichalu Shabbos v'itzulo isa. Everyone to mechalu Shabbos to save his life. Hein amnam mechayivim lasis kain. It's not just a nice thing to do. You have a chiyuv d'oraisa to save his life, even to be mechalu Shabbos. What about that? In order to keep me alive for 1 minute, every Jew to mechal every Shabbos to keep me alive. I'm more important than all the Shabbos in the world. That's mefush halacha. There's not machlokes here. That's poshut. That Pekuch Nefesh is Deiche Shabbos. No one argues with that. Lo Yitzur, Shehitli Yemach Shmoy, V'zichro, Hayimaitzi, Shein Yitnu Lo, Laham is Yudi Echad. We Yatzat Kol Rechov and Samavis, he's got Kol Manachad HaShmode, V'shchor is Kol Eidim Lechufshi. If Hitli Yemach Shmoy would come along and say, listen, I'm about to kill 6 million Jews, Rahman Litzlan. Give me one Jew, and you can have everybody back. What's a locha? It's an act. No, they are certain lochas or whatever, but
it's not
so poshut, but in principle it is poshut. In principle it's poshut. If he names the person, it's something else. But if he does it, he just says, you give me any Jew, and you can have all your 6 million back. What's a locha? Rotzon Hashem is Baruch Hu, Shelo Yim Soru Al Nefesh Achas Mishrael, Deidoichi Nefesh Mikai Nefesh, Lamarot Sheikvus, Siru Zeilu Lamusach Vazamilyoinim. You can stop the Holocaust. The Rotzer and Shele, he died, push aside a nefesh for a nefesh. This is possible, by the way. There's nothing to talk about. The reason why we don't ever think about this is because the Sinai Shalom tells us why. Because things which we know and are obvious, we don't think about and we don't take them seriously. This needs constant chizuk.
The problem is that the halacha is possible, but the reaction is what's stopping us.
So there's a gap between my rotzim and the rotzim Hashem.
The reaction, in other words, let's say chassid shalom, the chavetz chaim, the whole mashal, and I'm the chavetz chaim. So I should say lefi everything. But what would the belt say? The prum belt say kabal. We lost the chavetz chaim because of this.
That's what the true veld would say. What would Hashem say?
We don't live in the veld.
You're living in the wrong world. You're living in the wrong world. You're right. I agree. You're living in the true world and you're not living in Hashem's world. I agree. I'm 100%. I'm not saying chas v'chalila. I didn't make a political statement there. I'm not saying that the true world is not living in Hashem's world. I'm saying if you have to keep getting this hashkofa straight so that you can start living in Hashem's world.
I'll be one of these guys.
So is Abba Bihu. Once again, I'm not sure what you're saying. So you know what? So you'll be a Yochid. So is Abba Bihu Yochid. We're talking about principles. we're talking about this is Torah Simis. Do you feel a bit icky and uncomfortable with Torah Simis? Okay, fine. Okay. It's a Musa story of how you get yourself aligned with the Rosh Hashem. You don't care that the whole world thinks you're nice. Okay. How you do that, I don't know. That could be the reason why we have a problem with this. But I'll tell you, if you machazak this and you work this and you work this, those problems go away. The reason why we don't think about this, why we don't put our head into it, is because you're right, it makes us uncomfortable. But it's also because it's so poshut that you don't, okay, fine, weiter. I know, I've tried, I do this all the time, I always sneak this into the, you know. Where I live, there's plenty of people that you can bounce this off and see reactions. I have a lot of fun with this one. But you get them into it, and they start thinking different. You just take out the Mishnah Brura, we'll see, he's going to bring the Brura Locha soon, whatever. You just ask him, why are we Mechalal Shabbos to save a life? And they all tell you, so the guy can do more mitzvahs. If you take out the Mishnah Brura, because you give the next Shabbos, you take out the Mishnah Brura, and he says, that's a nonsense. That's not why we Mechalal Shabbos to save a life. Mechalal Shabbos to save a life, because the life's more important than the Shabbos.
Where did that
Loshen
come from?
What?
You say you give more Shabbos.
People say that, but that's. I don't know where it comes from. The Bir Locher says that it's. He says that's not why, that's not the reason why Mechal Shabbos is saved alive. And he brings a marshal which we're going to see inside, so I don't want to go into it. I don't want to build the point of the way he's building it. He brings a very, very chosh of a marshal.
Did he have to then die on Thursday?
Sorry?
The Sulu Shasharim, whenever how long ago it was written, he also says that these are things that people think, like if you're doing, you're too prone, like you're. You know, like a guy who's always, you know, thinking about, you know, like if you correct somebody, sometimes, you know, the mice, there's certain things you correct someone.
Don't be so frum. So?
I'm saying so. It's not.
He doesn't say the reason not to do it.
He doesn't say the reason not to do it, but I'm saying that all the more so today that.
So then today you have to machazak yourself more and more, or you can just be part of the belt out there and miss the boat. You could miss the boat. That's the pachad.
I realized something. This isn't a problem at all. I also realized why. Because I'm great. I don't have to do anything. I'm passing myself the other way.
Okay. Okay. Well, you have to go into Musa Said and work through what's bothering you here. Yisayre mizu, lo yitzu, matzav shebo goyim yivakshu meitanu leteiklem yudi echad mibaynayini larigo. The goyim come and ask to give us, please, a certain Jew to kill him. Also, Lord, the taste, afilu yudi shu tzemach. You can't go and give him the past prime minister or somebody. You're not allowed to do that. Number one, she'im nisrav. Hey, miyagras, one says, kolam nisrav. Miyavram avinu vad yudi achrin. Even if they, as a result of you not giving them this one vegetable, they would wipe out all of Klal Yisrael. Halacha stays the same. But tzayina shel Hashem nisbolach. Hu she'imusu kulam v'al yimsu lehem nefesh achas nisrav. You alocha psuka, Rambam Melchus to say the Torah perikai. Go, give it the doctor. I don't know what to do. What's the alocha? Halev goyash v'sar. The heart pounds and trembles. Ketzad hadovi yitochen. How can this be? You're right. It's crazy. Are you out of your mind? Achan Lam Zuemes. How can that be the truth? Avram Avinu Vada Yu Achran Oilam Mole is bottle Kaviyachal. The whole world gets destroyed. Lo Yiklal Yisrael. Ubilvat Shelo Yitlo Rege Mechayev Shel Yehudi. Yeah? Yeah. Shem says you can have the whole world, you can have everything. Not to take the life of a Jew for one moment. Which means there's nothing more precious in the world than the life of a Jew for one moment. A vegetable. We don't understand it. We don't understand it. Yeah, but there's another thing that comes out of this, is that the life of one Jew, okay, is more precious than the whole world.
If you shorten it.
I'm looking at the positive. You look at the negative. I'm focused on the positive. Since it's also to shorten his life for 1 minute, even at the expense of destroying the whole world, it means that that 1 minute of life is worth more than the whole world. That mathematically.
Yeah, only in the context. Yeah, simple, because then if you. It's so much to shorten a week, and you give someone else 2 years, then you're
buying. We can't make the cheshbon. Essentially, that's not your cheshbon.
You
wipe out the whole world, you destroy everybody just to keep this one guy alive. So it comes out that this 1 minute of life of his is more choshev. You're right, you've got a problem. Say, how come my minute's more choshev than else's? Yeah, in Achinam, that's your. There you would have a problem. Zu suke amuke v'noyera sheilan botvisa. This is a very deep, awesome sugi that we don't really have a grasp on. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mochen kviyachol levatel es kol tachnit habria, lo yeh klal Yisrael, lo yeh meruma, uvat shiyudi echad yeh yu od dakachat. Why is Hakadosh Baruch Hu going to give up the whole bria, everything, the purpose of creation, to keep a Jew alive for 1 second? Dvorim elu machdirim lemachshavaseinu klal gadol v'choshuv. These things engrave into our thoughts a very important principle. Ala Adam la'achdi l'libo. A person has to engrave into his heart. You've got to take many Musa stories. This. Ani, me. Im chosa atzlocha shli beruchnis begashmus. Me, with all my failings, in ruchnis and gashmus, all my disappointments, all my failings, my little... Me. With all my... Hine nishova v'choshu v'ayna kosh bochum koyle vole. I, in Hashem's eyes, whatever that means, am considered an oil of olive, the whole world. Kol rega v'chai hu kol choshuv. One moment of my life is so choshuv to Hashem, at shlemono Hashem mucha lahachriv, hakriv, it's kol oilam kulo. For me, for 1 minute, Hashem, obviously, everybody says this. So, this is in Hashem's cheshboilis, okay? Because Hashem's created just for everybody else, just give me a life, so they're right, their lives aren't important. No, their lives are also important, the same way. Everyone's a ben yochid of Hashem. How can everyone be an only child of Hashem? Yeah, because that's Hashem. That's Hashem. Hashem can kiss 3 people at once. The definition of a kiss, by the way, you see this in the Torah often. In the Zohar, uses the lashon of relationship, but Hashem is a kiss. Why? Because you can only kiss 1 person at a time. It's an exclusive thing. How can Hashem kiss only 1 person at a time while he's kissing everybody? Because that's Hashem. Because he's Hashem. You say the broch in the morning, you Hashem, God, man, Hashama, you personally Hashem. In all your greatness, you're the one that's preserving man, Hashama in my goof. Comes out from there that I must be very, very choshuv. Okay, the next shtick is beautiful. We're going to take a trip down to Los Angeles train station, and we're going to find an abandoned child. We're going to see what the halacha applies to an abandoned child in Los Angeles, because it's Sophic Jewish, Sophic Goy. That's the Chofetz Chaim. He brings down the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Shabbos. The halacha Simon I brings it here. Simon Shin Chavtes. Divra Maskel Ella. No, it just brings Los Angeles because that's an area where Roy.